reading to you from the 6th chapter of Hebrews, and with the 10th verse. For God is not unjust, so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Christ ever since. Well, friends, I want to give you a weather report. We have had snow on the ground for over 2 months, and it melted yesterday, and I woke up this morning and there was snow on the ground, and they tell us we're going to get a severe snowstorm next Friday. Well, that's the way it is. Well, friends, listen, I'll be with you for a half an hour tonight. Why don't you just kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Reading to you from the 21st chapter of Revelation, and with the 5th verse. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. Every one likes new things, and I've labeled this thing All Things New. This is what keeps the economy moving. People get bored with old things and buy new ones. You know, even antique collectors buy new old things. Everything we buy finally becomes old, and God makes things new. We discover this in the first and last books of the Bible. The Bible begins and ends with a newly created paradise. Listen, what are some of these new things? Well, the Bible tells us God makes things new when Christ is received. Remember it said in John 1:12. Now here's the difference between receiving Christ and in getting religion. You know, religion offers a set of laws to keep. Oh, friends, I'll tell you, that is sad when people, it's do's, do this and do that and do this and do that. Christ offers a new life and the power to live it. A sinner comes to faith in Christ and old things are passed away. This verse of Scripture is what God used on my wife when she trusted the Lord Jesus. She never thought she was a sinner. She thought that she'd lived a pretty fair life, and she had. But it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become as new. You see, I've told you this a million times, but I'll just quickly rephrase it. I left home at 3 o'clock in the morning, drunk out of my mind. My wife didn't know if she'd ever see me again, whether I'd go out and commit suicide or what happened. But nonetheless, I came back home a few hours later, sober and in the right mind, and I had peace in my heart. Friends, that is what that means. When you really, truly, honestly, recognize that you are a sinner. And the Bible says we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. When you recognize that you really are a hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner, and you're willing to ask God to forgive your sins and to come into your heart, you will become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Your name will be written in the Lamb Book of Life. Your sins will be cast into a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. Friends, if you would do that tonight, if you would tell the Lord that you are a sinner and you're sorry, and ask Him to forgive you and come into your heart and save you, He will make of you a new person. He will take out that heart of stone. He'll give you a heart of flesh. And you can all of a sudden have peace that you had never experienced in your life. Nobody can explain that peace. I sure can't. But I was a new person. And my wife saw it. The very first thing I did, the first meal that we had after I accepted Christ, was supper that night. And my children had gathered around the table and they were stunned. Here I was, sober, with a haircut and clean clothes on. And then I said to my family, I said, now we're going to do something that we've never done before. I said, we're going to ask the blessing on this food. And I bowed my head and I said, oh God, thank you so much for saving this old drunken bum. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a new life. Boy, let me tell you, my wife's eyes were big as sauce cups. So was my kids, because I was truly a new creature in Christ Jesus. And so she watched my life for 3 months. Went to church every Sunday, went to Sunday school prayer meetings. I quit swearing. And she couldn't understand what had changed my life. And it is a miracle. It's a miracle when God saves you. You know, you hear these people talking about, oh, I saw this great miracle, or I saw Benny Hinn and his meeting and people throwing their crutches down. Do you know what? That's not a miracle. A miracle is when a man truly repents of his sin. He is quickened or made alive when God's Holy Spirit comes into his heart. See, we're dead in trespasses and sin, according to the writer of Ephesians. We were dead, truly dead. That's why we were so unhappy. The person's sins are forgiven. He or she has a new record. Absolutely, we're new. Boy, howdy. Things that the person loves before lose their appeal. What was mine? Drinking. Oh, I had no desire ever to have another drink again as long as I live. Someone asked me recently, an alcoholic, Cecil, how'd you stay sober? Well, first of all, I said, because I accepted Jesus. But secondly, I have built a hate in my heart for alcohol, of all forms of alcohol, wine, beer, whiskey, I don't care. You say, well, I drink a little wine. Well, go ahead, I don't care. But I'm not going to drink it because God delivered me from it. Receiving Christ brings a new nature, a new hope, and a new heavenly home. Boy, howdy. You know, a person that's unsaved, what have they got to face when they die? Hell. That's all they got to look forward to. And who would want to look forward to a burning hell where there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth? Oh, friends, listen, you say, oh, hell is old, too old-fashioned. Well, it may be too old-fashioned for you, but Jesus talked about it. In fact, beloved, Jesus spent more time talking about hell than he did heaven, the reason being he didn't want us to go there. Now, a new believer has a new understanding of spiritual things. You know what? I did not understand anything about the Bible before I was saved. My mom used to read the Bible to me and my sister, you know, and we lived so far out in the country they didn't have churches like they do today. And she'd read the Bible to us. And I thank God what she did, because, you see, now she died when I was 13. And when I went to Reverend Tom Baird's house that morning, when he quoted John 3:16, bingo, it was just like a flashlight. I remember my mom, She'd read that to me and my sister. And I said, "The preacher, what does that really, really mean?" And he said, "Well, Cecil, I'm going to paraphrase." You know what? I didn't even know what paraphrase meant. He said, "I'm going to paraphrase that. For God so loved Cecil Mole that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I said, "Preacher, I don't believe that." He looked at me stunned. He said, "What do you mean you don't believe that?" I said, "I don't believe that." "Well, can you tell me why you say that?" I said, "Yes, I can." I said, "If God so loved Cecil Moe, then why did he take my sister and my mom and my dad and give me the meanest stepmother to ever live? And I used to be beaten. Now I'm losing my family. And you're sitting there and telling me that God loves me." He said, "I most assuredly am." Now, before that, he'd talked about Nicodemus, who was a religious ruler of the Jews, member of the Sanhedrin, no drunkard, no bad person, wealthy and all that. But he didn't understand. And here, listen, beloved, this man was very religious. But he couldn't understand why he thought a man had to enter the second time into his mother's womb, be born again. And Jesus said, "Are you a ruler of the Jews? And don't you understand that?" Well, Nicodemus did give his heart to Christ. And then, of course, he goes on to tell me about John 3:16. But all this time that he was talking, the Bible said, "Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God." All the time that he was talking to me, God's Holy Spirit was tugging at my heart and saying, "Son, believe it. It's true. I brought you here to this preacher's home so that you could hear what I did for you on the cross. Listen to him." And finally, God's Holy Spirit broke me down. Oh, friends, listen. I fell on my knees and I said, "Oh, God, if you're up there, here's my heart, here's my life." And when Christ entered into my heart, all of a sudden, all that hurt, all that years of pain just melted, drifted off. And I was a new creature in Christ Jesus. God will make things new when Christ returns. And I read in 1 Thessalonians 4 through 16, 17, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him, with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always, always, always be with the Lord." Right now, you know what he's doing, friends? If you're unsaved, he's standing right now with outstretched arms. And they say, "Son, daughter, this is the truth. If you come to me, I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest. I know the future don't look good. I know our country's in bad shape. The world's in bad shape. But I came to seek and to save that which is lost. And tonight I want to save you and give you new life." Everything will become new for the believers. The dead in Christ, excuse me, the dead in Christ will be resurrected from their graves. They will have new bodies like the resurrected Jesus. And I read in 1 John 3:2, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared yet what we shall be." We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. Oh, listen, friends. These old bodies are deteriorating. We're getting old. Listen, we leave life much as we entered. No teeth, no hair, and all wrinkled. Well, we're going to have new bodies, friends. And you say, "Oh, Cecil, I've got arthritis so bad, or I've got this, I've got that." Well, "I've got sugar diabetes so bad." Oh, I know all about those things. But we're going to be new. Living believers will be caught up to be with Christ forever. See now in 1 Corinthians 15:51, he said, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." You see, friends, those that died in Christ will arise first. But that those of us who are alive when the rapture comes will not see death. They will be changed and be like Jesus in an instant. And I read in the 51st verse. Where's the 51st verse? Who took the 51st verse from me? Well, what do you know about that? Oh, I must have made a mistake, but I do make mistakes, but not too often, but once in a while I'll grab one. This will finally result in a Christ millennial reign, a reign of peace. Can you believe that? God will make things new when the universe is rebuilt. And I read in Revelation 21:1-6, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no longer be any death. There shall be no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away.' And he said, 'He who sits on the throne, behold, I am making all things new.' And he said, 'Write, for these things are faithful and true.'" Oh, listen. There are still marks of natural disasters through ages. All the new earth will have no scars left by the effect of sin. The new Jerusalem comes down out of heaven. And there's a host of wonderful no mores, a new things to come. Well, friends, let me ask you. Have you been made new by receiving Christ? Are you ready for Christ's return? Does the anticipation of these things fill you with joy? Oh, I sure hope it does, because it's going to happen, friends. You see, when's going to happen? He says, "I don't know. I sure don't know, but I do know it's going to happen because the Bible said it's going to happen." Hey, listen, this is the only thing left that he hasn't fulfilled right now was coming back and the rapture of the church. That's right. You say, "Well, Cecil, when you say the rapture of the church, I'm a member of a Pentecostal church." That hasn't got a thing to do with you be a member of a Pentecostal church or a Catholic church or a Baptist church or whatever church you belong to. It's not that. Have you been born again? Have you been born into the family of God? That's the true church, the only true church. And you're born into that by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior. Tonight, maybe God's Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart like he did for mine 51 years ago. If so, bow your head and pray this powerful prayer. Do not pray this unless you really want to know Jesus. "Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, I'm inviting you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." You prayed that prayer, won't you call 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on the air. No, I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down right and ask you for any money. I don't care where you go to church. I'm concerned, where are you going to spend eternity? I'm standing by my phone, 303-471-8534. If you can't afford to make the call, call me collect. I am concerned, beloved. I'm waiting for your call.
But I must go along. Till the Lord shall come and call me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning is bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. Oh, shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh.
Friends, I hope and trust and pray that you got that peace. Dear friends, there's nothing more important than knowing Jesus. Nothing in this world. You could be a multimillionaire. Look at that lady that just died of an overdose or whatever she died from down in the Bahamas. Her life was wasted. All of her life she wanted to be something. And all she ended up was a plaything for some sinful men. And she died a terrible death. And you know where she is in eternity. Oh, friends, I tell you, don't wait till tomorrow. Today's the day of salvation. If you don't know how to be saved and you feel I can help you, be sure and call me at 303-471-8534. And if you don't have the money to can't afford it, you call me, collect. I'll sure take the call. Well, friend, until it's time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is truly coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.